Last summer, the people of Richmond were shocked by the explosion and fire that broke out at the Chevron oil refinery in their city. Black plumes of smoke hovered over the bay, and people filled local emergency rooms with respiratory complaints.
It's difficult to speculate as to the cause of the incident at this time. Our priority right now is containing the fire, protecting the health and safety of our employees and our community.
That was Nigel Hearn, Chevron Richmond Refinery's general manager, speaking to the press on the day of the explosion. Eventually, Chevron blamed the explosion on a ruptured pipeline. But why did the pipeline rupture? And what kind of shape are Chevron's pipes in overall? The U.S. Chemical Safety Board, CSB, launched an investigation to answer those questions and to evaluate all of Chevron's pipes, its crisis readiness, and response. Yesterday, it issued its final report detailing errors from clamping faulty pipelines instead of replacing them to more big picture issues like weak regulation of the oil industry. Robert Rogers reports for the Bay Area News Group, and he's been following the Chemical Safety Board's investigation. He joins us now by phone to break down the report.
The key findings and some of the more disturbing details that have come out of the CSB's investigation is the fact that it wasn't just a pipe that sprung a leak and caused the fire, but in fact it was an old pipe made of the wrong material that had been kept in use long past its reasonably safe service life. At the Chevron refinery, this was not an aberration, not an isolated incident, but reflective of a larger culture of overlooking potentially dangerous components rather than shutting down units and replacing parts. Now, quoting directly from the CSB report, they said Chevron hoped to forestall a shutdown by installing leak repair clamps to deteriorated pipes. One of the really vivid examples of something that came out of the report was this idea that more than 100 quote-unquote clamps have been applied to deteriorating pipes around the century-old refinery. These clamps are essentially a Band-Aid approach to keep the pipes in service and one that portends a lack of safety in the future.
The report also talks about weak regulation throughout the oil industry, and it really comes down hard on Cal OSHA, the state's Division of Occupational Safety and Health. It says Cal OSHA lacks enough technically competent staff to properly monitor oil refineries throughout the state. So what kind of regulatory rules were in place, and what does the safety board recommend?
So that brings us to the next disturbing finding, which is kind of a sweeping denunciation of the regulatory apparatus that's in place here in California and by extension nationwide. Cal OSHA, as the report makes clear, conducted three planned inspections of the Chevron facility from 2006 to the 2012 fire. Three times the inspectors were there, and they expended only 150 hours on site. And the CSB is critical of both the number of inspections and the hours spent. None of the inspections resulted in citations or fines, despite the fact that the inspections presumably occurred while all of these undesirable practices were in place. The inspectors are there, the pipes are deteriorating, clamps are on pipes. There are a number of, there's a host of problems that are present on the site, but they seem to have gone unnoticed. CSB gives them an out for not performing their regulatory duties particularly well because they say they are severely understaffed, underfunded, and overworked. They note that they have only seven refinery inspectors on staff, one of whom is a chemical engineer. And so, by extension, much of the report is really suggesting that Cal OSHA get more funding and get more expertise on staff so that it can be up to the task, this very complicated task, of monitoring the refining industry in California and doing so in a rigorous and thoughtful way.
I'm speaking with Robert Rogers, a reporter with Bay Area News Group. So essentially, Chevron found negligent, Cal OSHA found somewhat negligent. So what kind of recommendations did the safety board issue? What's next? Will there be any punitive steps taken against Chevron or Cal OSHA, or what happens next?
Let's start with the punitive aspects, which, of course, CSB is rather critical of as well, noting that Cal OSHA levied their strongest fines in history against Chevron because of this incident, and those fines amounted to less than $1 million, a little over $900,000, which obviously, to an energy giant that reaps more than $25 billion in profit annually, is a negligible amount. So the real upshot moving forward from this entire report is CSB is advocating for a really revolutionary approach, at least in this country, to how to reform the regulatory environment over refineries. What they are talking about is expending much more energy on site at the refinery, requiring refineries to provide detailed analyses for their safety components, what they'll do in the event of a disaster, and how they will prevent a disaster. So the idea is that the refinery, which is notoriously secretive, much of that owed to industry secrets that they want to keep, the refinery must be far more open with the documentation and their explanations for how they are keeping their facilities safe. And that is a radical change from where we are today, which is essentially, according to the CSB report, you have kind of a hodgepodge of occasional inspections that aren't particularly in-depth. They kind of sign off on things the way the refinery says there are, a real lack of information that's going to the agencies, of explanation of how they are reducing risks. And then when something does happen, having only the ability to levy a negligible fine. That's mm-hmm. where we are today, and CSB says that that is a recipe for future disasters.
Okay. That's all good in terms of procedure. Anything about the clamps, the 100 clamps, and fixing the pipeline, the pipes, instead of clamping them down?
So the CSB says that that is a practice that should be discontinued. And as I mentioned earlier, that it leads one to see a larger culture of unsafety at the refinery. But CSB lacks enforcement power. CSB, it's important to understand, is a federal oversight committee, can only investigate and make recommendations. They can't issue fines, and they can't compel action.
Like the UN Security Council.
That's an excellent analogy. They do a very valuable service in terms of producing reports, gathering data, and providing expert analysis. But in terms of action, that's going to have to come from state and county regulators and from the refinery itself.